If you feel that life's a bitch, if you've got a nasty itch, you know it's a disease but you don't know which one. It could be gonorrhea. You're a football player with a nasty stitch, a Quidditch player who's dropped the snitch, but you'll soon cheer up if your radio switches on, cause Linkitch is here. Linkitch, she's a beautiful, talented actress. She often talks to us while lying on her mattress. Now you might think that's just a cheap and tacky rhyme, but she's actually talked to us from her bed when we are time.
Come on.
She's got the kitsch appeal, I tell you man, for real, she is a major deal. If life is giving you a rough deal, happiness is what you'll feel, even if you're Ian Beale, cause no kitsch has got the kitsch appeal. For sake of rhyming, her favourite food is a sandwich. For sake of rhyming, her favourite group is Pickety Witch. For sake of rhyming, her favourite novel is Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. She's got the kitsch appeal, I tell you man, for real, she is a major deal. If life is giving you a rough deal, happiness is what you'll feel, even if you're Ian Beale, cause then Kitcher's got the kitsch appeal. She's got the kitsch appeal, I tell you man, for real, she is a major deal, then Kitcher's got the kitsch appeal.
Yes, probably still likely to hold the record for Southside's longest ever little promo slash intro for a correspondent. The David Eagle remix, of course, of the Linkitch mix there. Indeed, given that build-up, we trust we can say, Linkitch, are you there?
Hello. When you say remix, is there a new bit there about speaking from my mattress?
Yeah.
It's all lies. I'm getting my solicitor involved.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not surprised, Lynn. You know, that's the reason that David has moved into other areas. I think he found the pressure far too much, really. So we'll sort our way through that. Either that or working for the young'uns. Anyway, life continues. Where are you at present?
Oh, I'm in Chesham in Buckinghamshire.
I see.
And it's just a horrible rainy day. And strangely, I'm sitting on a mattress because I'm staying at a girlfriend's and she's got lots of children. So I've had to say to them, look, I need to go into a bedroom and I need people to leave me alone for a little while.
Exactly.
Please.
Yeah. You have your media commitments to cope with. And, you know,
yes.
I know you take your Staines correspondent status very seriously.
I do.
That's the important thing. So in the studio, just a quick reminder, if you've just joined us on Channel 1 for Hospedia, if you're live on our cable network this morning, we've got, obviously, I wonder if you're listening on a podcast, forget what I've just said, because time is just illusionary. We have Joe Hudson, who's, as I say, do you feel as though you're getting into the Southside sort of family now?
Yeah, I feel I am. Now I've got business cards, I'm feeling a bit.
Well, there we are. I bet you'll be showing that off when you're taking your next set of flying lessons.
I think I will.
Yeah, exactly so.
Wait, did you say Giles Hudson?
I actually said Joe Hudson.
Joe?
But it could be Giles. You could change
that. I thought you actually said Jill, and then I was rather shocked at the deep male voice that Jill had there. So.
Listen, Lynn, you know the strange folk that occur in the north. We sort of put it
on. I know.
Just, yeah, exactly. We have Daniel Pettit.
Yep.
Our musician extraordinaire. We've already heard some of Dan's fantastic stuff. We'll hear some more as the show proceeds. We've got Sarah Dennis, who is going to be singing loudly about the Middlesbrough Literary Festival and indeed Middlesbrough Music Live. Actually, I suppose if only you were a bit closer, because we have a fantastic little murder mystery that we're doing, a Victorian murder mystery evening. When I do believe.
Oh, how brilliant.
Yes, yeah, we're looking for actors and various other sort of folk to contribute and work through.
Fantastic. When is it then?
Well, this one actually happens on the 26th of June, Saturday thereupon.
Okay. Yeah. Now I think I'm down in London. Is there a place called Gainsborough near you?
No, well, it's 150 miles from where we actually live. 130.
No, then. suppose I'm doing a job in a few weeks' time.
Really?
I knew it was your part of the world, as they say, not on your doorstep. It's about 150 miles from London to you, isn't it?
Well, let me just put this into terms which people will understand, really. Presently, you're about 250 miles away from us, okay?
Yes.
If we were doing this live from our online studios at Lincoln, sirenonline.co.uk...
I thought you were. Where are you then? Hull?
No, Teesside, Middlesbrough.
Oh, yes, yeah, okay. No. I thought, since when did Lincoln move 250 miles away from London? Oh, right, okay. So
you
very
see,
far away.
Exactly. Well, it's all on the same planet. Every so often we go existential, by the way, Dan, so don't worry about it. It's just part and parcel of the rich routine. Nonetheless, Lynn, whom would you wish to speak to?
Well, Sarah? I'd like to speak to John Joe Giles Hudson.
Yep.
As we were being introduced there was a brief reference to some sort of flying lesson. What was that all about?
Well, I'm learning to fly at the moment. I've got about 40 flying hours in, and I'm going for my private pilot's license.
Oh, good for you.
And your age is?
17 now.
There you go.
Oh, my God, do you know what? The reason I ask that is because I have developed, and it is developed, a fear of flying, and it's catastrophic.
Oh, no, Lynn!
It's not just a little nervousness. It is absolutely unbelievable. I nearly caused an international incident at Cork Airport last Saturday. It's ghastly, and I don't know where it come from. You know, obviously, anyone you tell says, oh, statistically this, statistically that. And I don't think it is as tangible as that.
Lynn,
is this
as challenging as Mr. T from the A-Team, where you had to be physically sedated before he would actually get on the plane and he would come out with
what? I think I do need that, yeah.
Right. Because, I mean, we did actually help a contestant in Miss World a few years ago because we actually set up some hypnotherapy classes for her to actually get over to the Miss World contest.
Oh, how brilliant. I'm going to try that, hypnotherapy.
Well, it's just a thought, you know. I mean, I'm sure you had no worries when we sort of set you up as a location reporter with the massage system with Diana Zupas a few years ago, did you?
Well, what's that got to do with flying?
Well, it was an event. It was something stuffy. I don't know. Now, Sarah, do you have any fear of
Alex? I mean, I'm safe. So the worst thing for me is I live near Heathrow. I've developed such a fear now that I've only got to look in the sky and I get shudders about every 3 minutes.
Having said that,
we don't get so many blames here.
Let's turn it to a positive. At least you don't have to worry about adding to the carbon footprint, you know?
Not me, no, absolutely.
Exactly.
I'll be going everywhere by boat, but I've just been invited on a nice holiday to Greece, and I honestly looked into the possibility of boat, and really it would take up most of the holiday attempting to get to Greece by boat.
Never mind.
So I'm going to have to get on the devil's work again. So what I was going to say is, turning that around, rather than talking about me, what makes someone like you then have a passion, and obviously a non-fear? What's drawing you to want to do this madness?
Well, I don't know, really. It's like my cousin wanted to be in the RAF, but unfortunately he couldn't. But it's like, when he was talking about it to me, I just kind of got hooked on the idea of learning to fly.
Because obviously the kind of aircraft you're flying, they're what we call light aircraft, aren't they? You carry a few people.
Yeah, two people at the moment.
Oh, God, and I'm sorry, I feel sick. I'm going to go and lie down on the mattress. Actually, the holiday in Greece, it was run by me that the easiest way to get to where we're going is a flight to Athens, and that sent me in a cold sweat, and then a light aircraft to the island, which I thought, oh, no, that's definitely a boat trip. That can be done by boat, and it is going to be done by boat. That's not going to happen. But, we can follow my story. I will, you know, try and do some hypnotherapy.
I can see a whole new sort of narrative opening up even as we speak. And when the book's written, you can come and talk about it at LitFest 2011.
I know, I may be the, you know, I'll be actress-turned-therapist for people who are scared of flying.
Exactly. So, Sarah, have you ever come across any phobias such as this, or in terms of flying or flight or travel?
Not flying. I did have a really big fear of going underwater.
Right.
But I've just taken a few surfing lessons, which means I've had to go under the water. So I faced my fear.
Sarah, what did you say? A few surfing lessons?
Surfing lessons, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of surfing up in Teesside. Are you not aware of this?
I didn't know it was famous for it.
Well, there you are. You see, this is why we have to do these shows, just to kind of keep civilising you fine folk there, you know, and sort of acknowledging that these magical things happen. So where do you do the surfing?
At Selburn.
Right.
Yeah. I've only had a few, and I'm not very good at all. But
it's hard. Isn't it, that balance?
Yeah. That's it.
And the board, wax on, wax off. You know, so making sure that board's waxed. That's important.
I mean, surfing actually is quite a what would you call it? Can be quite an addiction, can't it? I mean, there's that film about it, and they love it with Patrick Swayze and Keanu Reeves and
Point Break.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know many sort of surfing people, but when the ones that do it, they're really quite addicted to it. And addicted always sounds like an awful word. Obviously, being addicted to surfing isn't unlike being addicted to drugs or something, but similar in that, you know, you really start to need it. If you really get into it, really need to do it, and it becomes part of your life.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it must be a fantastic feeling, but it is, only if you stay on the board for a few minutes.
Yeah, which I don't.
Well, you will, though, I'm sure.
One day.
Yeah, you will do.
Before too long, you'll be hanging 10 with the best of them. You know, yeah. It'll be like the opening sequence to Hawaii 5-0, where they can really remake the whole thing. Yes. Coming in,
that was
like.
A big wave, wasn't it?
That was a huge wave. It's exactly so. I do believe that they're finally thinking about making a new series of Hawaii 5-0 with...
Oh, wouldn't that be a good idea? I think that would be a good idea, actually.
I think James Masters, known, of course, as Spike in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, is up for the role of Danny Williams. So, interesting.
Oh, brilliant. I mean, look, they've made a new series of Doctor Who and how successful it is.
I think
Hawaii 5-0 is ripe for a remake.
Precisely. It's,
you've got to say book him, Dano, whoever plays the part.
We don't start from square one on this one. We start from... etc. at the beginning. And, Steve McGarrett, a whole new world there. Jack Lord. Anyway.
Jack Lord, yeah.
Were you familiar with Hawaii 5-0, Dan?
No, that's a...
Dearie.
I'm showing my ignorance here, aren't I? No.
Well, you probably weren't born. Was that out, Alex, do you think, in like late 70s?
Listen, 12 seasons it went, from 1968 to 1980, before Magnum PI took over the kind of Hawaiian duties, and then it later became Lost, of course, you know, in various ways.
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, I mean, you've got to find some sort of routine for film crews to leave Los Angeles and actually head off to Hawaii. So, you know, inevitably, they've been looking for that kind of side of things. But I'm just a little bit shocked you've never actually encountered Hawaii 5-0.
I certainly remember Magnum with the Ferrari and the moustache and the...
Well, there we are.
And the little ball guy, but
he wasn't actually... Yeah, Higgins wasn't bald.
Oh, wasn't he? I remember
him. Kojak, on the other hand, quite clearly.
Yes, that's true, yeah.
I think when it's programmes, you know, when you weren't born, I was playing Trivia Pursuit the other night, and a lot of the entertainment questions are films from the 40s and 50s. And whilst they're very famous films, I just found I really sort of flunked that particular area of trivia because I wasn't born. I mean, you know, they're going to ask about very famous films that we are going to have seen in our day anyway, but I found it all quite obscure, really. Mm.
Well, never mind. Starred Jack Lord and James MacArthur, who was also in Swiss Family Robinson, in the sort of early part of the horror routine. Of course, Cam Fong as Chin Ho Kelly and Kono as Zulu. No, it was Zulu as Kono in the opening four series. And, of course, there were many. But we won't go into Hawaii 5-0s.
It was the music, wasn't it? The opening music that was...
Exactly. Yeah, I'd actually sort of press the button. But astonishingly, I'll need to load up some Hawaii 5-0. Quite amazing. Got the Addams Family, no Hawaii 5-0. Never mind. Right, so Lynn, apart from obviously sorting out this flying scenario with your good self, effectively, what are your views on literary festivals?
The which festivals?
No, literary festivals.
Oh, you know, I love a literary festival. I'm going next week to Hay on Wye.
Yeah, I thought you might
be. And I noticed on the South Side website, on Facebook, that there's a... Is it a Lincoln Book Festival?
There has been a Lincoln Book Festival, which we have supported and helped and assisted into its seventh year, going into its eighth year. But
I must come to that. Does it have a theme? I, you know, a crime festival?
Chick
lit, I don't know.
We have a variety of things there, but may I please just take away from Lincoln for a moment and actually flag up the fantastic themed mixture of all sorts that you get at the Middlesbrough Literary Festival, middlesbrough.gov.uk. You can follow, of course, on Twitter at Lit Festival, or indeed on Facebook. Actually, yes, in fact, Lee, I think you have become one of the people who like Southside in our new sort of home on Facebook.
I definitely did, yeah, I like Southside.
Exactly.
When is the Middlesbrough, I can't even say it, Middlesbrough Literary Festival?
Sarah.
It starts on the 19th of June and it runs throughout June, throughout July, to the end of July.
Now, some interesting things that I'm sure you might well like to come and see, because they involve various mutual friends of ours. Graham Harper, television director extraordinaire, and Michelle Munro will be on Saturday the 24th of July.
When you say on, what will he be doing? Has he written something?
Yeah, he's written two books, actually.
Two fiction books or about his life?
Biographies and his life as a director. One's called Calling the Shots and the other one's called The Harper Classics. It was written by co-written with Adrian Rigglesford. Michelle Munro, the daughter of the late singer Matt Munro, providing a whole wealth of stuff for us. Of course, Michelle, a regular on our sister station Siren FM. We have stuntman Ricky Ash. We have Stephen Machat talking about Gods, Gangsters and Honour, a whole lifetime of working with artists such as Frank Sinatra, James Brown, Frankie Valli et al. Sarah Waters, of course, you may be familiar with from the point of view of Tipping the Velvet, Fingersmith and so on, will be performing on Thursday the 1st of July. And certainly hats off to Tim Moulton, who produces a fantastic thing. He did this for us at Lincoln, and he'll be repeating it, no doubt, for the Teesside Folk on Monday the 5th of July. Tim Moulton, 101 Things You Thought You Knew About the Titanic But Didn't.
Brilliant. And is the Middlesbrough Festival, you know, all over the town in various places, or do you have a site with a festival tent, as it were?
No, it's a library initiative, so we host it in various libraries throughout Middlesbrough.
Yes, oh great. Because the Hay and Wye Festival used to be just held in the town in various different venues, and there's a lot of people now saying, oh, it's got too commercial, etc., etc., because it's a huge site now with a big festival tent. But I kind of love it. I think so, because there's still a fair amount of events going on up in the town, but it's just, you know, it's got really, really big. And I'm a bit strange when people go, oh, something's really touristy. I'll always go for it, because I think, well, I'm a tourist. It's always a tourist that's criticising, I'm not going there, it's really touristy. I think, well, what are you then?
And the great news, so, Lynn, the even better news, is that you can come up to Middlesbrough without getting on a plane at all.
Yeah. I know, wouldn't I just?
we can sort out some...
I can drive in my lovely car, I'm a great fan of the train travel.
Well, I think we can sort out some Grand Central material in various ways. So we will keep
you
those dates in mind.
I love train travel, I love looking out the window, having a cup of coffee.
I will send you a PDF, if not an actual sort of copy of the whole thing, and I think... Do you think we can accommodate Lynn? I mean, last year, of course, it was Lindsay Wagner, the Bionic Woman.
Yes.
Which very rich from that point of view. It was.
I still think at your Middlesbrough Festival, it's just something I'm doing, actually, at Hay on Wye, they have an open mic.
We do have an open mic.
And the challenge actually went out on yesterday's Book of the Month show to our celebrity solicitor, Charles Ather.
Right.
Of course, Jill Prowse. And I'm happy to, if you wish to do some sort of open mic events, should you wish me to sort of participate in the opportunity in the reference library to orate some poetic things.
Oh, yes, please.
Required.
Yes,
ooh,
please.
Yeah, I'm doing one at Hay on Wye because I wrote a series of short stories and I got one published in this book called Soulmates, something like Adventures in Online Dating. And I've written four stories and I've sent them off to various bods who aren't interested, but hey-ho, that's that.
Lynn, please, you know, with positive thinking, they've just actually missed the initial opening, because that's why we build you today on the show as actress/writer.
I like that very much.
So I think there's a way in which I'm sure we can, for Litfest 2011, you know, we can talk about short story writing. There's ways there, ways
absolutely
around that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Lynn, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us?
Yes, I have, on the mattress, don't forget.
Steady.
I had a great chat, and good luck to Mr. Hudson and his flying. I'll be thinking of you whilst my stomach is churning.
It's the excitement that keeps me going on the whole thing. Coming up very shortly, we're going to be speaking to actress Catherine Cordell, who's just recently been performing in Lincoln with the Upstage Left Theatre Company, of course, in Look Back in Anger. But I take it, Lynn, you'll be back with us in the very near future?
Oh, as soon as possible, yes, please.
What about next Wednesday? Are you up for that?
Oh, yes, I think so. About what time?
I would have thought probably about the 6:15 time slot.
That would be great. I'll actually, as usual, be with a friend who has many more children than
I do.
I'll find a quiet bedroom and I'll
speak to you. Do your media stuff. That's basically it. You know, it's all great stuff. Lynn, we salute you.
I'm talking to Charles Ather of Ather & Co. about what happens when you've had an accident at work, but your employer has shut down, gone out of business, or been bought out.
Even if your employer's gone out of business, you may still be able to claim compensation from their insurer. I'd urge anyone injured at work to contact Ather & Co. It's possible you could have a significant claim.
And Charles, it isn't just the money, is it?
That's right. By making a claim now, you can make a real difference to somebody's safety in the future.
Call Middlesbrough 222-575 or text advice to 81400 now.
Choose the one.
With over 80 ensuite bathrooms and a high quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides a perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential, elderly EMI and nursing service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 308 188.
Did you know many motor insurers are owned by the same few parent companies?
No, nor did I until I spoke to personal injury solicitor Charles Ather.
The aim of these big companies is to minimise costs by negotiating a knock-for-knock agreement or pushing you to settle quickly for a minimum payout.
So if you have an accident, you may be better off choosing an independent solicitor who acts only for you.
Of course, but then you'd expect me to say that, wouldn't you?
Call Middlesbrough 222-575 or text advice to 81400 now.
Choose the one you know.